Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. A search is underway for a new superintendent of the Massachusetts State Police. Late yesterday, Colonel Richard McCune abruptly announced he is retiring, after acknowledging that he ordered a trooper to alter an arrest report for a judge's daughter to avoid embarrassing them. WBUR Steve Brown has been following this story all week. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Steve, this is coming just days after the questions were raised about this whole situation.
Yeah, that's right. McCune announced his retirement just as a second trooper filed a separate lawsuit claiming that she, too, was ordered to alter records. Trooper Ryan Sevior said in a federal lawsuit filed earlier this week that he was ordered to remove the embarrassing information about the daughter of a judge who allegedly failed sobriety tests and indicated to him that she was a heroin addict. Now, the state police admitted that the trooper was told to alter the report, and they have defended that action, saying he included information that wasn't germane to her arrest.
What did McCune say in his letter of resignation to the public safety secretary?
Well, he didn't get into the details of that incident, but he said he has the authority to order troopers to revise their reports. He said the information that was deleted was not pertinent to the arrest. McCune also said in his letter to Public Safety Secretary Dan Bennett that he often instructed subordinates to focus the arrest report on information relevant to charges made against the individual. He said in every case, the department members have been trained to exercise their power and authority judiciously and to treat offenders with courtesy and respect. Now, as for his retirement, McCune said, part of our code of honor is understanding when your own personal ambition detracts from the greater good of our mission. He went on to say he has decided that putting the greater good of the Massachusetts State Police first necessitates my decision to retire after 35 years of proud service.
What is Governor Baker saying about the resignation?
Well, reporters caught up with the governor in Holyoke late yesterday. He told them that he did not ask for McCune's resignation.
I think the colonel made a mistake by getting involved in this. He took full responsibility for issuing the order. I believe it was a mistake. And I think for the organization generally, this is probably best.
The governor has ordered state police to examine its procedures on arrest reports. He also says that any disciplinary action that was put in the troopers' personnel files has since been taken out.
What have we heard from the troopers who filed the lawsuits?
We spoke with their attorney, Lenny Keston. Keston says that troopers should not have been ordered to censor the reports just to protect the judge.
The reports have to be comprehensive. That is how they are uniformly trained. This was a decision to cleanse the report to avoid embarrassment of somebody who was connected to the district attorney and to the state police.
Now, Keston spoke with us just minutes after filing the second lawsuit. He said it's unfortunate that McCune is ending his long career under this cloud, but added actions have consequences. Keston says he has confidence that the governor has taken the appropriate steps to rectify what Keston calls the problem in the state police.
Steve, thank you.
Thanks, Sharon.
WBUR reporter Steve Brown. This is 90.9 WBUR.